All right, so a few weeks ago, I mentioned that I had a dream.
Yeah.
Do you remember that dream?
I do remember that dream.
The dream is not being realized today, but it's close enough for the time being. That dream was to
This is so close that it can't even be considered not close.
To go for the after disaster, to travel to Wisconsin, get off the plane, travel straight to, what's the hometown?
Menasha.
Hop in the backyard, straight into the hot tub, and do Getting Zitty with it.
Yep.
With Dee Dee and Tanya, who are guests on the After Disaster on the program. So welcome to the After Disaster, guys.
Oops. Hi.
Sorry for touching your foot.
Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, yes. This is
Thank
lovely.
You guys for hosting us at your hotel here.
So we're at the hotel, at their hotel here in Culver's, beautiful Culver City, in a lukewarm tub.
Yep.
And I feel like this is as close as we're to get for the foreseeable future to doing the actual Getting Zitty.
Yeah.
This isn't bad, though. It could be a little warmer.
It'll be bad when we get out, but that's not for at least 45 minutes, maybe an hour. So, it's Mike Carano and I. That is Anderson. I am Anderson. There's Mike Carano to my right in the hot tub, the lukewarm tub. To my left is Tanya Kruger, and next to her on her left is Dee Dee. So, guys, Getting Zitty with it. I think you've heard Mike Carano and I have taken a shine to it since we heard about it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we don't know why exactly.
We think it's fascinating. It's possibly because we don't relate.
No.
There's an innocence to your podcast.
A little opposite maybe, huh?
And we also got to know Tanya, and we have an appreciation for Tanya's ruthless nature.
Yes. She's kind of a bitch.
Kind of a bully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Self-admitted.
Been known for that.
Yep.
Yep. And now you got tornadoes going on at home right now back in Wisconsin?
Warnings last night.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
No, they said one hit off a 00 three blocks over.
Oh, did it?
Yep. Well, not in Menasha, Appleton.
Wow. How close is Appleton?
That's where I live. It's like, what?
Across the street from me.
Yeah, about 8 miles away, maybe.
Now, these two met at church. Tanya thought that Dee Dee was a weirdo cat lady.
Yes.
For how long before you actually spoke?
Probably 6 months.
Well, I spoke to you.
You might have, but I kind
of
ignored you.
Because I'm one of these people, I don't talk to anybody.
What?
Yeah.
You talk to every... Oh, you will talk to anybody.
And she was sitting there alone. She looked lonely. And I'm like, hey, I don't even know what I said. Do you want to... I think I asked, do you want to scoot up and sit with us?
And hold on. Some trash is floating behind me.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, trash.
Trash.
Kit Kat package just intercepted my manly chest.
So, Tanya, what'd you think? You thought, why is this weird cat lady speaking to me?
Pretty much. I don't like to meet new people.
No?
No.
How come, Tanya?
I'm a very shy person at first, unless I'm intoxicated, which isn't that often anymore. But
no, cleaned up your act.
Yeah.
Are you a born-again Christian?
Yes.
You are, born again. Yeah. Wow, my mom warned me about your type.
And Dee Dee worships the devil. It's weird that you guys get along.
It is odd. It's very strange. Yeah. No, Mike and I are agnostic. Actually, I guess we're hopeful agnostics, right?
I don't know what. Well, I can't say I'm hopeful.
I'm kind of hope. I hope that I'm wrong, and at the end, it's like, hey, there's something there.
And God's like, come on in. I listen to the podcast.
Come on, man. Come on. But Tyler, our third, who is working away right now, but he should be here before the program's over. He is a God-fearing man. He loves his Jesus.
That's good.
We give him some crap about it from time to time, but
that's all right.
Yeah. So he'll fit right in. We'll have him sit over there in the church pews with you guys.
Yep.
I want to point out why I find the podcast so fantastic. I think it's immensely entertaining. Second of all, I think you guys are both very interesting, engaging characters, almost like something I would see in a movie. And I know that sounds weird hearing that from somebody, but it's definitely you both share a life that I've never known.
I'm sorry. I just read a sign that's... Can you read that sign?
Yes, I can.
Read right outside the jacuzzi.
God first. You know what?
The only one that's worthy of reading.
You want to use the pool if you are ill with diarrhea?
Yeah
that's the sign.
Doesn't that kind of go without saying?
Yeah, well, exactly.
We were talking about that earlier.
Our last hotel said in the last 14 days.
I believe
it's
that...
Like, how does anybody know if you have had diarrhea in the 14 days?
Or are they going to come up and bust you? Yeah. Like, you look like a man who's had diarrhea in the last 6 days. Shouldn't they have a sign if they're going to have the do not use pool if you've are ill with diarrhea? Shouldn't they have a sign right below it, like do not bring a toaster in?
Yep.
Possibly.
Don't hop in with an open wound if you've got a rare disease that can't be cured.
You have to cover liability nowadays, so. Yeah, they should
that
be. This whole wall should be signs.
They should have a little thing at the door when you come in. So you have to leave a sample of something so they can tell if you've had the diarrhea.
What? No. We're not that show.
I don't think that's the worst job at this hotel.
I'm sorry.
What do you do? I check the samples.
Sign. I wish that I had not. Let's go back in time.
But, yeah. So you guys, have you heard from your fans and your listeners?
Just the past week because you guys talked about us.
And how have you told people about the podcast?
Well, I just started yesterday a Facebook fan page.
Okay.
Because I've been getting some requests on mine.
She has the balls to call it a fan page. We call it a listener page, or we refer to people as our listeners, not fans, even though they're known to stalk us in Death Valley, perhaps.
Possibly.
Yeah. But we don't call them fans. But anyways.
But that's about it, besides just...
What's the reception been like since we opened the can of worms and let people know about you guys?
A lot of downloads.
Okay, that's good.
Shocking.
It's not shocking. We're a very powerful show.
We thought we had two listeners, so now it's a little... weird.
Is it weird? Does it make you more self-conscious?
Yes,
when you do
it
the
does.
Show? Don't.
Yeah,
well, that
does.
That concerns us too.
Yeah,
because
we don't
want to
ruin the show.
We're worried it's going to go to your head, and the show's going to.
I can see Dee Dee start like wearing bling.
Yeah, trying to speak some kind of street vernacular.
Trying to drop your Midwestern accent. Is it a Midwestern accent you got there?
I didn't think
we had accents.
Well, Tanya, you not so much, but Dee Dee, it's thick.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've heard people say it's like from Canada. Are you from Canada?
A little bit, yeah, because you're close to the border. Yeah. You ever seen the movie Fargo? Probably not.
I have heard of it. I don't watch TV.
Right.
But I've heard of Fargo.
She doesn't know anything about anything.
I don't watch TV either, but my reason is probably different than yours. How come you don't watch TV?
She has 11 children, people.
That's probably one reason why. Yeah.
That's another reason why I like your show, is because you have 11 children, where a lot of people, if they had 11 children and they're doing any semblance of a show, it would be all about their 11 children. And it's not that way with you.
No.
It's not. And then, Tanya, you have...
But they have fur.
You want to give birth to chihuahuas. I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're a little person. You've gotten mad at us for using the wrong vernacular there before.
I don't care, but I know other people.
As well as spinal bifida. A lot of people with those issues that would make the entire show about that. Like stand-up comics. Like, I'm not going to say his name, but Brad Williams does his entire act is all about being a little person. Or midget, as he says.
Yes.
And that's not what you do, though. You don't lean on that because your personality and who you are speak for itself. You don't have to lean on...
Well, that's just part of who I am.
I appreciate that.
And Anderson and I have discussed on more than one occasion the fact that we wish, between the two of us, we had your confidence.
It's true. Between the two of us, we have half of your confidence. Yeah. About it.
I don't think I have a lot of confidence.
No, you do.
Yeah, you do.
I take a lot of drugs to have confidence.
What? What kind of drugs you got?
Like Paxil and stuff like that.
That's right. What about the cat's Paxil? You were giving your cat Prozac. You had your
Prozac.
Your friend needed some Prozac. Your niece.
Yeah.
So you gave her your cat's Prozac.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd the cat do after that?
Well, she has. The cat has plenty of Prozac to go around. So. Uh-huh.
How do you know how much Prozac to give a cat?
The vet does,
how'd you
I guess.
Determine the cat was depressed?
She's not depressed. She just bites.
Oh, well, cats do that. Exactly. That's what their teeth are for.
But she would just walk around and just decide to grab the back of your leg and bite.
Isn't that what cats do?
No, she was very mean.
And you thought it was because she was feeling an emptiness in her soul that needed... She was feeling less satisfied. She wasn't living up to what she felt a cat's life should be.
Well, she's much happier now that she's murdering animals in the backyard.
Oh, because she was an indoor cat before that. Now we
she's
had a
indoor
little bit...
outdoor. Cat.
Who'd you consult on that before you gave the cat Prozac?
Cat psychologist.
The vet.
Older cats.
Basically,
she owns stock in the vet.
Yes, this year has been bad.
Yes, I've heard that too. We actually had a bit of a debate, inner circle debate, about. Now, a few episodes, you were bitching about your cat killing too much.
Yes.
And saying that she had to repent.
Yes.
And take Jesus into her heart. Now, you were saying that tongue-in-cheek, or were you being serious about that?
Tongue-in-cheek.
Okay. See?
Okay,
boom.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Somebody, I can't remember if it was Tyler or Mike, but somebody thought you were being 100% serious. I'm like, no, that's Tanya's sense of humor. She's not serious there.
Also, my friend... Tara Lynn Barr wants to say that she's a fan. Wanted
she's
to make
a fan
sure
now,
I
too?
Mentioned. Yeah.
So did I tell you how it came about? Like, so you let me know that you were doing this, like
episode
7 or 8.
Yeah, it was recently.
And, you know, people that I've met through the shows that I do and people that I know, they'll be like, hey, I'm doing a podcast too. And immediately I'm like, my stomach tenses and I think, great, they're going to want me to listen to it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have to give honest feedback or just no feedback, which is equally uncomfortable. And then you said you should listen to it. I talked about your cat last week. So begrudgingly, I began to listen to it on my way out of town. And about 20 minutes in, I couldn't stop listening to it. And I immediately thought of this guy, Carano. And I'm like, he's going to like it too. So I started texting him while in traffic. And we have both, like I said, taken a shine. Because of the honesty of the show.
We started
and the slice
listening
of
to
life
it
element.
And texted back and forth for more than we've ever texted in our lives.
Like it was a full like 8 hours of just going back and forth, and Mike's like recapping what he's listening. And now they're talking about how they're going to talk to the mayor about how it's not appropriate for that, how they should be allowed to park in senior parking with their senior dog.
I know, my friend's like, I listened to 30 seconds of that and I turned it off.
Wow, that's a good friend.
That's a friend.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. She from church?
No.
I've had friends tell me that, though, too. I tried listening to your podcast, and I just didn't get it, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, because, see, Mike and I have this horrible affliction where we can't really bullshit. Oh, sorry. Can't really BS people. We're trying to keep it clean, though, for Didi.
Oh, no problem.
I just ran my hand over this tape and thought it was someone's dried, crusty diarrhea.
Stop it, Michael.
So, first thing I thought of.
So, Didi, we've asked to have Tanya listen... to have you listen to one of our episodes eventually and give feedback. So we look forward to hearing that episode.
She listened to a little bit.
No, not yet. No, that makes me nervous. Wow.
No. All right.
I was tired.
You're already tired.
She was on the beach sleeping.
Okay, well, that's...
And I put an earbud in her ear.
Sometimes we're very rude. We don't mean to be.
We say terrible things sometimes.
Yeah.
You guys can talk.
Do you... Didi, be honest here.
He likes to interrupt podcasts.
That's all right. You can interrupt.
You have a very angry, one of your 11 children seems fairly upset.
He's number nine.
He said he just came to the fence here and said he's very bored. He's bored out of his mind and he's asking for something.
Car keys.
Is he going to go for a drive?
Yeah.
He wants a skateboard.
Ah.
All right, let me ask you a question,
Didi.
At what number child did it become hard to figure out a name because you were running out?
I don't think...
Did you ever have an issue?
No.
No, really?
No.
Because that one's named number nine?
Yeah, that way. No, not really.
No, did you?
My husband named them all.
Oh, really?
If I didn't like it, then it's like, I'm not calling you that, I'll call you this.
Okay.
Yeah, like Sophia. He wanted Sophia. It's like...
For him? For your son?
For my daughter.
Oh.
It's like, are you serious? That's
a nice name.
No.
You don't like it?
For a son?
Well, it's okay, but you know how it is when you're younger and you... have somebody you went to school with.
Oh, yeah. That name's forever ruined.
It's ever. And it's like, no.
That's why no one's named Anderson.
Yeah.
He went with Sophia, and it's like, well, I'm not calling her that. It'll be Safari. So now it's Safari.
Safari? That's great.
Wait, did you name the child Safari?
No, that's what she's called ever since. That's her nickname. Everybody calls
What's her real name, though?
Sophia.
Oh, it really is Sophia.
So
but you said you can name it.
See that face.
Name her that.
In elementary school. It's like, oh my
gosh,
yeah.
So you can, it can be on the birth.
She's easy to buy gifts
for.
But not
like on her sandwich bag.
She still uses it everywhere, but yeah.
She's easy to buy presents for.
Yeah.
The hat.
Now, Didi, you're not who I thought you would be.
Oh, really?
No, you're different
kind of a
than
rock
the
star.
Beige vest.
We realized this week we are complete opposites.
Total opposites.
Nothing.
It's the way my wife and I are. It works.
It does.
You're not complete opposites.
Well, pretty.
You guys are both white.
Yeah, that's
both
where
like
she up to his race.
Oh, did you go there too?
I'm an albino. She's from Africa and
Mumbai.
So he thought I was something different. What did you expect?
I expected a little more quiet. Church lady, I think.
Really?
I could see you getting a few wine coolers on at a club. You want to look out of place?
I'd do that.
I can see that.
Wine coolers.
I also heard you talking about how you don't really believe in tattoos, and I couldn't help but notice when you were kind enough to go over and get my coffee that you have a big one on your back.
I have a couple of them.
We didn't say we didn't believe in them. We said, what do you think?
You were doing the whole body as a temple thing.
Yeah, we talked about that at church that day.
Yes. Actually, they had a question and answer thing at church, and you could ask any question you want, and then they'd answer it. So I thought, I wonder how they'd answer that question. Because some church people are like,
you asked a question.
Yeah.
Wait, the parishioners get to answer or the pastor?
The pastor will answer the question. So I thought, I'm going to ask that because a lot of people are like, oh, you have a tattoo? Well, you're not much of a Christian.
I'm going straight to hell then.
What does that have to do with anything?
Who said that? Someone at church?
Just people.
Oh, just people in general.
Yeah, it's like, really? It's
What's the difference between Christianity and Catholicism?
What?
What's the second one?
Being a Catholic. What's the difference?
I don't know. I'm not Catholic. I wouldn't want to answer.
Shouldn't you look into it, though? Might be better.
We could.
They're
Wait, after Catholic Church, we get cake?
Drinking. Don't they drink
Catholics
a lot?
Catholics drink, yeah.
A lot.
They love their wine.
Don't they pray to Mary?
Don't they what?
create to marry?
I don't, well, Mother you're Mary. Asking the wrong guy, but
yeah, I don't, that's
Mike,
I, don't know
I was asking
I
you.
So.
Mike Carano was actually, this is no lie, he was in a cult for
yeah,
2 years.
I told
what
you that.
What years of your life were you in the cult?
I think it was like 12 to 14.
Oh, those
like
are formative
that.
Years.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when you're supposed to start.
It was Christian.
Yeah.
But it was a cult.
We went to a cult this week.
Well, they said they were Christian, but we all lived in a compound.
Really?
And we
kind of
had
it?
To Lake. It was in Lake Elsinore, close to Fallbrook.
Okay. I've heard of that one. I
Bible
think.
Speaks.
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, it was ugly.
It was, huh?
No, he had fun.
I totally had fun.
You retrospect, it's ugly, but you enjoyed it at the time.
I enjoyed it for like 6 months. We didn't have to go to school. My dad bought me a motorcycle. My dad would secretly send me money because we
his
weren't
dad,
allowed to have anything.
His mom took him to the cult.
Yeah.
He and his siblings, not the dad was outside the cult.
Okay. Five people lived in one room for 2 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's like college.
That's your style.
That's your style.
We need to take a break so I can wipe my eyes.
For all the kids to have their own room, they'd have to live in a mansion.
Oh, no, we don't live in a mansion.
So when you see this Octomom stuff going on, what do you think of that? Like, oh, but big whoop, Octomom.
Do you and your husband collude
like,
and think, let's get her?
It's kind of like, yeah, what's that?
Yeah.
To me, it's like, whatever. I just have my life and live it.
Now,
her kids, though, their age range is... What, my age, 30?
Yeah, Mark.
36
30,
down to a ninth 14, grader?
14.
14.
So. Wow.
So as far as the no TV thing goes, was that a conscious decision or you just didn't have time?
I don't time? Have time, and it's like, I wouldn't know. I like watching football. I like watching news.
She likes fishing.
I like fishing.
You love your fishing. I know
I
that.
I love my fishing,
yeah.
Camping, yeah.
Catch and release.
But just, yeah, that's what it is.
And if there was like some kind of nuclear holocaust or just some kind of issue
then
with
I'd
like power, you'd be able to deal with it. Whereas most of us wouldn't.
Yeah.
Wait,
Mike
why
would
she
screwed.
Be able to deal with it?
Because she knows how to rough it. She used to go to the
oh,
bathroom
I thought you meant
her
like because her not wasting time with TV has prepared her for the Holocaust.
I know. I know.
The nuclear holocaust, let me state.
Die, right?
Well, okay, nuclear holocaust might have been a little overboard. I just, what I meant like is if the S. If
I'm
the
not
S
Jewish, but
the
I don't like the word holocaust being tied to nuclear. It sounds like.
Yeah, it seems a little.
It's a nuclear lynching going down here in South Tennessee. You're like, could you find another word?
That's another thing that I find inspiring about the podcast that you guys get in Zitty is that you both have time to do this thing. You with 11 children,
yep.
And you got all your animals, and I've got a bunch of stuff going on. And it doesn't seem like... It's nice to hear people take time out of the week every week or every other week and just do, you know, sit in a hot tub.
It's not easy to schedule, but...
We usually do it on Sunday. What are we going to do in football season?
I know.
Comes?
That's what
problem.
I was thinking.
Come on, do it during commercials.
Game. After the game.
Saturdays.
After the game, yeah. Before.
Oh, but what if it affects your, what if, like, every time the Packers lose, you guys are, like, angry on the podcast?
Well, she doesn't like the Packers anyway.
Last oh, yeah, she likes
I'm
the
like,
Cowboys.
I'm
opposites.
Like, don't talk to me. This is going to hurt for a while.
I don't know. I didn't bring any paperwork, but I need some kind of a contract that when winter comes, you guys aren't going to stop doing it in the hot tub.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
We were
now.
Out there last
yeah,
year.
We were. Yeah. It's like right outside the door. So you go out the door and you're like,
God, we gotta go. We gotta go.
It's right there.
Can we come out to your hot tub?
Yeah, I like how I'm just inviting myself out there.
We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Both of them are like, don't go.
It's not
don't
her
you
house.
Dare show
I want
up.
The full Dee Dee Tanya experience. I want the hot tub. I want to go to church with you guys.
Oh,
I want to
yeah.
experience
yeah.
the whole
be
thing.
Fun.
Yeah. Church is awesome.
It's humongous.
Well, I'm not gonna convert.
I
want to
go
guys.
Eat at
I
one of those
go.
Restaurants your kids work at.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
The slave place, Tom.
The slave place. What? What?
When you said, "Oh, you got your kids working for
sex slaves."
Sex slaves. Yeah,
yes.
Remember?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Your 14-year-old
yeah.
child.
They now, have jobs at the fast food.
And they hand the check over to you.
Well, they don't. They should.
Oh, they should. They
yeah,
don't.
They really
that's just
don't.
More of Tanya's tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't.
Sometimes it's hard to decipher.
And so, how long have you been married?
Me.
Ten of the kids.
She doesn't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
She barely talks to her husband.
What?
Yeah.
33 years.
Wow.
Kids do become
smokes.
Come between couples. And
yeah,
you got 11
do.
To come between.
Yeah.
So.
Podcasts come
that's
between
right.
people, too.
Or they bring people together.
33 grueling years.
Does your husband know you do the
sounds
show?
Like hell.
He probably has no idea. Or unless you told him. Did you tell him?
I told him about it.
So he, yeah.
Oh,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm the only one that talks to her husband.
Yeah.
If I can be so bold and possibly be presumptuously rude by saying this.
What? I'm nervous.
This
right
is
now.
Arrogant, what I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. Like, as if I know something you don't know. But I think always don't ever overthink this podcast. Because there's a chance, if you guys get popular, you might start overthinking it to make sure that you retain your listenership or that you oh, now we got to do what people want. Don't ever focus group it. Just do whatever you want to do and don't think about it.
Just do whatever comes to your
because
mind.
Because we're really worried that you're going to become showbiz.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not really that worried about it. Guys.
I am.
I'm not at all.
Well, am I the only one losing sleep over this?
I don't see Dee Dee changing. I don't think you can change a Dee Dee. I think Dee Dee is just Dee
Dee. Dee Dee doesn't pay attention to numbers or anything.
Ingrained.
I do all the technical stuff.
Getting up in her head a little bit
about it. I see the numbers, but...
She's watching those numbers.
I am.
But I think Dee Dee will help keep her grounded.
I just feel like someday I'm going to download it, and it's going to be 9 minutes of ads up front. Don't
we need money to come out here.
Do we get to pick the ad?
No, well, kind of. You can turn ads down.
You know what you can do? Live show from the hot tub. $20 a pop. That'll pay for your room.
We should do that.
There you go.
Special guest. Do you want to be on the show? Is that what they call it, a show?
We could sponsor.
They call it a show.
Sponsor our guest.
It's a program.
That's right.
If you guys want to come back out like at the end of summer, maybe we can do a joint live podcast.
They're not coming back. This is their annual trip. Let's not get insane.
I can't come back.
She's a busy lady.
Not when school starts. Doesn't happen.
Because
I have to be at school. I asked.
Oh, yes. I forgot.
That's some kind of.
Yeah.
I asked if I could come last year. Well, a couple of years ago in September, and they told me they were kind of snotty about it. They said, your vacation is from June through August. It's like, oh, okay. I'm sorry. I asked.
You used to come, though.
I used to come in September, but that was when the old principal was there. Oh.
Now, I don't get along with the principal at the school I work at.
What do you do at school, Tanya? I'm still
I
not clear on that.
I was working at an after-school program.
Right.
With kids through kindergarten through fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
All together. So
K through five. And they were just normal kids, or were they special needs kids?
Mixed.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. It's fun. Tough.
Do you guys feel like special needs kids should be in Gen Pop, or do you think that they should be have their own special...
I have mixed.
Yeah.
Mixed, yeah.
Case to case basis, kind of, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Some do really well, and some definitely need the special attention.
The whole classroom, and then the other kids are kind of like left out. So it's a hard call.
Yeah, really is difficult. And now you work with aughts, right? Autistic kids?
Autistic.
And are you, I heard you a couple episodes ago saying that you guys aren't teachers.
I'm a paraprofessional, which is like a teacher's aide.
Okay.
Working strictly with autistic children.
Right. And you get bit and scratched and that of thing? Oh, yeah. My wife's family, her sister and her mother do all that. That's exactly what they do. So
I
see them scratched up, all bitten all the time. First, I'll look at the husband and say, are you doing this? And then they say no.
Yeah.
No, it's the kids.
It's so funny because there was a girl that worked in this store I used to frequent, and I was friends with the owner. And I always thought she had a crush on me.
She probably did.
And that she was so in love with me, she couldn't speak when I got to the counter. And it turns out she was autistic. Not even kidding. No, she wasn't autistic. She had high-functioning autism, but there was an article.
That is autistic.
There was an article the newspaper wrote about her. It's like, father buys business so his autistic daughter can have a job. And for a year and a half, I'm like, God, she's in love with me. As soon as I get there, she just stares at me.
They're getting rid of Asperger's. They're dropping that from the lexicon.
Really? Yeah, it's Spectrum. Yeah. On the
now,
spectrum.
Now it's Butt
Burgers. Do you think that's because, you probably won't know, but do you think this is because of South Park? Because they kind of brought the whole Asperger's thing.
She doesn't
thing.
Know what that is.
But what do you think, Tanya?
I don't know much about South Park.
I mean, they took Asperger's to a whole new level and really like made an entire episode about it.
Really?
And I'm thinking that maybe...
It's a cartoon.
Oh, it's a TV show.
It's a cartoon.
We took Asperger's to a whole new level, everybody.
Have you ever seen The Simpsons?
I have.
Okay.
She does not
like it. Oh, yeah, you don't like it. You think it's like too raunchy.
Well, I thought the kids were really disrespectful in that show.
It's like, eat my shorts.
They are. Yeah. But now that they're adults.
Yeah.
So you don't, why don't you go to movies?
Time.
I fall asleep in it. I went to the Titanic. My husband wanted to take
Was that the last movie you went to?
Well, it was one of the last. He's like, oh, this would be great. We'll go to this. I'm telling you, I fell asleep.
Well, it's like 4 hours long, yeah.
We went
I got a show.
New Year's Eve and you fell asleep.
That's what I'm saying. I just...
Where'd you go New Year's Eve? Oh,
we
you...
went to see The Hobbit.
No, that was boring.
The last
you didn't like that, really?
Oh. Yeah, it's pretty boring, yeah.
She woke up, she's like, this is the dumbest movie I've ever seen.
Well, I didn't even see the last one. I gave up.
The what kind of entertainment do you like?
I'm pretty easy to please. I like.
Doesn't sound like
doesn't
it. Yeah,
it really doesn't sound like
she
it.
She likes sexual entertainment.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh well, obviously with the 11 kids and whatnot. Dee Dee likes to get it on.
I'm not sure actually what kind of entertainment I like.
Do you listen to music?
Fishing,
Fishing's their entertainment, which is maybe the most boring sport by most accounts.
Right behind baseball.
And golf.
Anything outside.
Yeah, anything outdoors?
Football with the kids, anything. Well, with the kids, anything with the kids.
Football's it. Football's your entertainment.
Football's boring as hell.
Camping, I love camping, hiking.
So you're probably impressed by a guy that pulls up here in a Subaru Outback.
Let's go.
That's him. Mike's got a Subaru Outback.
Well, if you come to Wisconsin, we can show you Lambeau.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's got to go to Lambeau.
Yeah, I feel like.
It's kind of cool to see.
They let you in? Like, if we go there,
we can
get in?
Stand in the parking lot.
You can go to the Hall of Fame there.
You can go into Lambeau.
The Hall of Fame. Oh, the Lambeau Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Not the actual.
The field, too.
Do both of you own those cheese hats?
No.
She doesn't. Tanya's not a cheese hat.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I used to be.
We had one on the Christmas tree downstairs. Did you see that picture?
I don't know.
A Packer tree.
Yeah.
I came over for
that. Doesn't really count just because it's green.
Does it stink like cheese? Do you have a bunch
no,
of cheese on it?
No, we had a star on it. It wasn't a star. It was a cheese head.
Of course.
That is sad.
How much cheese do you really eat out there?
I'm surprised you guys do that as good Christians, because it's about baby Jesus, and you're making it about Brett Favre.
Brett Favre?
I say his name the way that it looks like it should be spelled.
I never really liked him, but...
It looks nice, yeah. But it should be like the star up there, right?
Well, we have one with the star on another location.
Now, you guys seem to enjoy... Granted, today's not the warmest day. It was nice today, wasn't it?
It was nice.
But, you seem to like this weather, and you guys seem to enjoy your vacations a lot. Now, I know this is a ridiculous question, because people have lives, they have family, and they have friends all over the world, and people enjoy different things. But to me, to my tiny puny brain, I could not live where it's freezing cold.
Me neither.
Do you ever just go, why are we here, when there's this whole half of the country, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, California, that's warm and beautiful, and every single day is warm?
All the time.
The coldest it gets here is maybe 10 times a year it gets to be like 48, 50. And that's it.
I know.
And then it rains maybe 10, 15 times a year.
I know.
And when it's a stormy season, maybe 20 days out of the year it'll rain.
And we're living where it's cold.
Yeah.
Petey used to live out here.
But doesn't, because when I'm in the cold and I'm freezing, I'm 100% miserable and there's no adjusting to it.
There isn't. Well, I used to live out here, but then, of course, we moved back there, which was, you know... Fine at the time. I didn't touch you. I got this leaf.
I'm not proud to admit this, but when I wake up in the morning, even in the summertime, it's toasty warm out, 85, 90 degrees. Before I get in the shower, this is going to be idiotic that I mention this, but I have a blow dryer, and I've never touched my hair with a blow dryer. I've never done anything with it except, well, I've done some other stuff with it. But I blow dry the handle and the toilet seat and the shower handle, so they're warm.
So you don't have
and my towel.
A cold toilet seat.
Yeah, and I blow dry my towel so it's toasty warm. Not all the time. But
not your hair.
No, I never, I don't need, I don't like.
Yeah.
They actually have toilets that do that for you.
Yeah, I know.
For fancy people.
Yeah, I'm a man of the people.
I've heard like the majority of toilet seats in Japan have those actually.
Really? Yeah. I've heard of the, what is it, bidet?
The bidet, yeah.
Or something like that.
My douchey dad actually had, I shouldn't say that, poor daddy. But he actually had one installed when they remodeled the bathroom when I was a little kid.
And
I remember just being confused by it, sitting on it a couple times, pushing the button just to see what happened, and ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of started things going a little earlier than they should have probably for me. Yeah. I was like 12.
I had a fight with somebody about a bidet once because my hotel room had it, and she said that's to... I said what I thought it was.
He's trying to rework how he should say this in his head.
She said it's not for cleaning yourself, it's for refreshing up your genitals. And I was like, no.
Refreshing up your genitals?
Yeah, and I was like, it's
like they seem to be a little down on the, like,
you know,
they need to be woken up a little.
I do like to take a handy wipe to my balls.
Okay,
all right. Sorry.
I apologize,
sorry.
Didi.
No, we've heard this before.
Wow.
I have 8 boys.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
I have 8 sons. I have heard it all.
Wow.
And your son almost sleeps in his underwear with me in the room. Awkward.
It's better than naked.
This is number 9 we're talking about? Number 9?
Which one?
Number 9 sleeps with his underwear?
Oh, no. That's my 8th son, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said he's number... Oh, he's number 8 son, number 9 child.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, got it. What's the difference, boys and girls? How many...
8 boys and 3 girls.
How do you know anyone? Do you have any friends or do you know anyone that has more kids than you?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
What? Who?
The Duggars.
Well, you don't know the Duggars. You know of them.
No, I don't even know who that is. Well, she lives across the way. She has 12.
Uh-huh. Does she feel like
Mormon.
She has something over you?
No.
Do you guys have like a rivalry going on?
No.
No? Have you thought about adopting children or beat her?
Have you thought about buying like a pregnancy fat belly and just showing up one day to make her feel bad? Guess what?
She's way older than me. Her youngest is like way old.
Oh, so you got time. Yeah. You got time. You can still do it.
I could do it.
Yeah. Look at Dee Dee. She's so confident.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's right here.
Hey, we're talking about getting you some more siblings, man. Huh? We're talking about making you some more siblings, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Excited about that?
You be cool with that?
No.
Yeah, he's being sarcastic. I had a feeling.
No, you can keep it. I'll just make sure.
Oh, okay.
Careful the traffic out there, man. I like that.
You know what? There's a parking lot.
Oh, they let you take that on the plane?
They did.
That's not good to know. I'm going to D.C. on Thursday. I think I might bring my board.
Yeah, this one, I mean, I have a
longer
board. Like,
yeah, you got a giant longboard?
There's a parking lot next door that way. There's an empty parking lot right on the other side of this wall.
That's not a parking lot skateboard. That's like a cruising down the... yeah, he's... All right, man.
I went on the skateboard today.
The best place to go in L.A. Is
Spago.
A club named... No, I'm kidding.
Whiskey and Go-Go.
A whiskey...
To skateboard?
To skateboard? That's an odd question. I don't know, man.
I don't know either, but that parking lot right on the other side of that wall is empty.
Just be safe. Just be safe, because the cars do not care out here. Everyone's got their phone on them and their cars as well, and they're looking at them, so careful.
Yep.
The only... Oh, Dee Dee, like a mom from the olden days where she doesn't
fun.
Care. How old is that number
Anderson
nine?
And I are concerned about safety, and Dee Dee's just
way
like...
Way more concerned than Dee Dee is.
Where's the nearest wine cooler store?
It's literally...
Now, with her daughters last year, she was freaking out in Vegas.
Yeah?
Well, it's Vegas.
They were wandering about at the mall, and she was just getting...
I can't see you.
Yeah, she was getting more and more disturbed.
How do the other kids feel about you only taking one of them with you on vacation?
Well, you switch it up, right?
Well,
every 11 years,
actually,
I get to go?
No, actually, I've always gone by myself.
It's about me, really.
I always... Now it's about Tanya. No, I always went by myself. And then last year, I told the girls I'd bring them. And then I told my boys I'd bring them this year, but only one came instead of two.
Oh, what? Why did one not
up. The
come?
Are...
Why did one drop out?
Of school?
No, you said you were going to bring two, and now only one came.
Because he dropped out of school.
Oh, because he dropped out of school, so no California for you?
Yeah, he moved out of the house, so it's like...
Oh,
okay.
Okay,
sorry,
oh, there you
bud.
Go.
Yep.
Rum springing for you.
Yep.
Rum springer.
Yeah, can you believe
springer?
That? Why would you drop out of school when you have 2 months left?
Because it's a... Oh, yeah.
We both
I
dropped out of school.
About.
I mean, how
we
sad.
Did.
Just trying to...
Because it's a drag, man.
I know.
You know what?
Did he have a reason? Was it like was he having like a mental breakdown or depression or something? He's got to have a reason.
I have
dig
no
deep.
Idea. Probably drugs and alcohol. You know how.
Are you
goes.
Serious?
Well, I don't know. But
how old is the one that just took
of
off
back home.
Dressed 17. In all black? He'll be 17.
17.
He's already graduated high school.
He graduated
oh, wow.
School,
he
right?
seems like one of those guys. Like, I'm just done with this. I want to get it done with.
Yeah, he
bang, done.
Yep, a year early.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
I got a good feeling about that kid. Number nine's going to do good things, good. I think.
He
yeah.
asks a lot of questions.
Well, that's good.
My dad always said that's how you learn.
No such thing as a dumb question.
Back home, he never spoke two words to me. Now he's babbling on and on.
And he won't shut up.
And he won't shut up.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I got some football news.
Oh,
I want to talk about it. And I'm not much of a football guy. I learned many years ago that football is boring because there's very little play time. And there's a lot, mostly like commercials, standing around, huddles, red flags.
I learned that from going to live football, from going to the Chargers. At least the TV, you're distracted by commercials constantly.
Yeah.
But when you're sitting in the stadium,
it's just nothing happening.
It's
like 6 minutes of action for a three-hour game.
I prefer to watch on TV.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, it's way better on TV.
Yeah.
But as many of us know, the Redskins, there's been some controversy over their name.
Oh, yeah.
And they refuse to change their name from what some people consider it's offensive with their logo as well.
Yep.
In fact, once again, South Park did a full episode on that logo and the Redskins. South Park, you should check it out.
I might have to.
There might be an episode that you could find that you would like. But
they're changing their name to the Savages.
Did they really change it?
The
no.
Federal... The heathens.
They've been talking about it for years.
They have been.
The godless savages.
You know what they did? Since they refused to change their name, the federal government got pretty savvy and creative. And what they did was they took away their trademark status. So now anyone can use their logo and their name for anything they want.
It's just too bad
protected.
None of us need to use an Indian profile
know,
for any kind of logo.
It's kind of... But you guys could, like, use the
hey, good,
logo.
Good news, guys. The swastika is unregistered now. We can all use it without the fear of getting sued. No one wants to use that logo.
Exactly. I think that's ridiculous anyways. If you're making a big old deal about that. Really, come on.
That's the thing. You got to be politically correct nowadays.
Well,
I think that's
and we just, we're not.
I am not.
We're not.
I haven't passed this by,
but we're not.
Mike, but we might be changing the name of our show to the Radskins. And we're going to, the Radskins?
Oh, yeah?
And we're going to use that logo, yeah.
I don't like having skins in things.
No?
Nah, sounds weird.
Skins and shirts.
Foreskins, potato skins.
Yeah.
This is true.
Shirts and skins.
Yeah.
I started
skin
with that
me
one.
Alive.
Yeah, that one.
Don't like that one at
Odd
all.
That one's not good.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are up-and-coming podcast stars, whether you believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. And Mike believes this in his heart.
I firmly believe in my heart. Oh, my God. I thought your foot was something like a...
It's just my foot.
I thought it was like that big leaf that was floating around.
That thing looked like a jellyfish floating, didn't it?
I believe if you guys got the proper promotions, like if somebody were to catch on that has a huge, huge following and promote you guys, I really believe you would get a very, very large audience.
I agree.
I do.
I think that
I
your show is authentic and raw and slice of life and very interesting and engaging, and you guys are both engaging.
Yep.
But actually, I got an email from a listener who said, hey, I heard the show, and I'm sure there's plenty of shows out there like that if you listen to them. And my answer to that, no. I think that's not true at all.
I think that's not true as well.
I think that you guys...
I think the show's unique.
Are unique, and you guys... why are we just sitting here kissing their ass? It's making them uncomfortable.
Because we're starstruck.
No, I'm...
A little bit. A little bit.
Doesn't matter to me.
I think what we're saying is we want a piece of the action.
Okay.
So you want
in.
We can let him in on it.
I have not done this in a couple of weeks. Craft Vapory. If you're thinking about quitting smoking and you want to come over and vape, Craft Vapory, go to craftvapory.com. He's to put an Anderson in the promo code, 20% off. Don't forget about Craft Vapory. I was over there in their office a couple weeks ago, and they said that we're doing pretty well for them. There's somebody who's doing about 3,000 times better than we are, but right below that is us. So there's quite a drop-off. But for those of you who are doing it, great. Thanks. Helps the program. Thank you.
Program. Try
to do a little recon and find out who's doing 3,000 times better than us so we can...
Oh, I heard. He gave me the name, and I listened to it, and I did not like that show at all, so I stopped.
Huh.
That's the end of the... Well, I listened to 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to listen to more, though. Podcasts especially. They take time to get used to.
One more plug. Our Death Valley Extravaganza, Destination Disaster Number 1, is going to be available probably within 2 weeks of this. And I'm sure we'll spend more time talking about what went on with that next
And I'll
episode.
Tell you something. Something went on.
Something crazy went on.
Yeah.
A lot of craziness went on, but something super insane.
Yeah.
Which I still – my wife thinks – whatever. We'll talk more about it later. This is not the time or the place. I just wanted to throw it out there because we haven't even mentioned it. But we did Destination Disaster Number 1, which is going to be available for a paltry amount very, very soon. We literally punished ourselves for your enjoyment.
We did more work to make a podcast and a video than we've ever done.
Ever, yeah.
For anything.
We got attacked by mammoth bugs.
We did a hike that was one of the most difficult physically...
Exploring.
Look at my ankle.
Don't. Yeah,
that
Mike,
was part of the show.
Mike got beaten up.
I could see that.
We did the show at the lowest point in the continental United States.
Wait,
maybe.
Don't burn. Let's not ruin it.
Is that going to ruin it?
I think it's more of a surprise when people see where we're at.
We got to do the highlights, like where they're going to. Eh.
Okay.
We
right.
did the show from some very hard to get to places, and we busted our ass to get to these places.
So we got
to
watch this then.
I don't think we cussed that much.
We lugged a lot of equipment. We lugged tables, chairs. A giant box full of equipment, cameras, an umbrella, balloons, a helium tank.
A helium tank, yeah. Uh-huh.
To a very, very remote location that is probably accessed by maybe less than 1% of the people that visit it.
That visit the actual park? Yeah, very few people probably go down. I'm just going to say it, to the bottom of the crater.
Yeah,
we went to the bottom of a volcanic crater. Right. And we went to the bottom of it and set up shop and did...
anymore.
Well, we have a lot of other surprises.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There were stockings that went on.
Well,
we were possibly stalked, possibly.
Yeah. Something.
Possibly.
Something
that
to do
with the power.
If you wrote this, like, in a script, you'd be like, that's so stupid. That would never happen. I don't believe it. And it happened. We went into cave dwellings and saw where actual human beings lived just 50 years ago.
Just 50 years ago?
50 years ago. We saw all their old cans, remnants
like
of their cans.
When you were a teenager, Dee Dee.
Probably, yeah, it does.
Redskins didn't live in there. No, Whiteskins did. Whiteskin miners.
And it wasn't where he lived in that.
And the cult, no.
Nope.
This is all out in Death Valley.
This is all in Death Valley.
All right.
So we covered a lot of ground. And,
we covered 830 miles.
Oh, is that what we did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long were you gone?
36 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, that is.
And we lugged a couple assistants along with us who just traveled along in their Charger behind it. Was it a Charger or a Challenger?
Challenger.
Challenger. Which we were paying for the gas, so I was very, very upset when I saw him show up like in a V8 yeah. Challenger. It's like, great. Fantastic.
We paid for the gas and their hotel room, and so far, what we got out of it was one photograph.
But that photograph is worth it.
That photograph was worth it.
It's totally. I think it's totally.
And it was a pleasure to have.
And I knew when I went out to get somebody to help us with this that that photograph, the only way to get it is to have a to have at least a fourth man or woman at the top of the crater.
Yeah.
There was no other way to get it. Because we chose a stranger to wait 3 hours on the top of the crater
about the heat and the boredom.
I didn't hear that.
I love the heat. I would take the heat.
She does. She.
I love the heat.
Well, you guys, you know what? We thought about having you guys out to Death Valley when we went to
the
hot springs.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you brought it up.
I did.
You're like, we should have had Tanya and Dee Dee come out here for the
vacation. Oh, I did. That's right. Because Dee Dee likes to drive like you like to drive.
Death Valley.
Oh, my goodness.
Death Valley is stunning. It's fantastic. We know so many little locations that are beautiful, and we're not those guys.
We're not. We've become
that,
those
that
guys.
Enjoy scenery and enjoy beauty.
Oh, I like beauty. Who doesn't
like
beauty?
Neither one of us do.
Okay, I guess I hate beauty. F beauty.
But it's
F it.
It's absolutely, it's incredible. It's fantastic, and you would dig it. It's very, very warm.
I'm trying to think. Where is Death Valley? Where is that near?
It's
east. In California and in Nevada.
It's like on your way to Vegas, but you turn left at Baker.
Is it by Victorville or something?
It's, you go through Victorville from here.
Okay.
Dee Dee, when you were a child, when you were young,
did
you dream of having children?
I don't know if I dreamt about it.
I mean, did you have like ideas?
I told my mom I'm going to have 6 kids, all boys.
All boys. So you're kind of right.
All boys.
And then when you had 6 and you didn't have the boys, all boys.
Well, I had the one girl, and then the rest were boys.
Did you resent her for it, for ruining like your prediction?
No.
No.
Nah.
You're okay with it?
Yeah, I just, I'm not a girly type person.
Even though you named her adopted?
Yeah. I'm not a girly type person.
I just was never into the hair, you know, putting the hair up, even though Tanya doesn't make me put hers up. Or the, you know, the lace. I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, not a girly girl.
Lace?
Lace, you know, they want the lace
on the way
hair and all that stuff.
On the way here, I was talking to Dee Dee about porn.
What?
Yeah, with her son in the back.
You say some things that make Dee Dee uncomfortable. Actually, it's kind of hard to throw Dee Dee, I think.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Whatever.
I took her to Rock of Ages.
Oh, how'd you guys like that?
I thought it was wonderful.
Was that in Vegas?
That was in Vegas.
It was in Vegas.
Yeah.
It shocked Dee Dee quite a bit.
Did it shock you?
Well, I had no idea what I was going to.
Was it loud?
It was loud. And I was like, oh, okay. I had just taken the girls to Dirty Dancing.
Right, which you did not enjoy.
Yes.
Well, you thought it was okay because you don't really see much.
Yeah, you thought it was too raunchy.
This was a lot worse.
Yeah, this was like, oh.
See, I'm not familiar with Rock of Ages because I didn't see the film.
It was good.
It's about 80s rock music.
It was good. I didn't expect it to be like that.
Was it Tom Cruise in the film?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when that was coming out. I was confused by it. I'm like, how is that a thing?
Tom's very good.
He actually did a good job. I don't like him.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah.
The movie.
Where'd you stay in Vegas?
Where'd we stay? At her son's house.
Oh, yeah?
Dee Dee's son's house.
That's pretty good.
Do they pay well there? The slots pay out good?
We did gamble $5.
I did
five
ten.
Hole?
$10.
$5.
Like 30 seconds. Like, okay, let's do the
slots?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was boring.
What's your favorite movie ever, Dee Dee?
I like Dirty Dancing.
No, you don't.
You've never seen it.
Little Darlings.
Little Darlings?
I love that.
I'm not familiar.
Oh, see, I'm old.
What about you, Tanya? What's your favorite movie?
I sent my favorite movies to you a few years ago.
Okay.
Well, and you never got them, and now I don't have them.
What? You sent them to me?
Yes.
What do you mean?
You
sent me your personal copies?
Yes.
You had a lot of stuff. Yes. Is that why you were so upset about the care package that never showed up? Because it was like your own stuff?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. We've had like people sent us gift certificates to like fancy steakhouses. We never got them.
Yeah.
So that's why
we got the
P.O.
box.
No one got them.
Well, that's why we got the P.O. box.
Somebody has your movies. What were they?
So my favorite movies, I got two of them. Where the Day Takes You.
Okay.
Have you ever heard
of it? Oh, yeah, I've seen it. It's with Will Smith in the wheelchair.
Yeah. Love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And There Goes My Baby.
Don't know that There Goes My Baby.
It's kind of the same time frame, but it's
a documentary
like
about an abortion
Wiley.
Clinic. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
It's about a group of kids that just graduated high school.
I don't know.
It's about a group of kids that just graduated high school and Vietnam was going on.
Okay. So it's not like
uplifting.
It's like coming home, but the opposite.
It's like some are going to war, some are going to college.
You're into movies.
It's like American Graffiti.
I love movies.
Yeah. Or books.
And books.
Now, what were you talking to Dee Dee about porn? What about porn?
And how does that come up when there's a child? Not a child, but he's a 17-year-old.
I'm sure he knows more about porn than these
two
combined.
I just kind of blurt things out. I can't control myself sometimes.
So what was it there, Tony?
What was it? Yeah. I probably wasn't paying attention. I was driving.
I was telling her how when I was a teenager, we used to steal like these porn movies, me and my friend, and like we'd put them in, and I had nurses with me like 24/7, so we'd put it on the big screen in the living room on a Saturday morning, and be watching porn. I'd be in the hallway like watching it and watching the nurse
at the same time.
Yeah, right. And then
cool. Head on a swivel.
Yeah, and then she'd be like coming in the room, and I like motion.
Oh, you had like a system.
The kid to stop it.
What
like,
kid?
It was a friend of mine, a good friend.
You had a child controlling the porn?
No, well, they were both children.
We were both teenagers. Oh, yeah.
Child on child.
Like young teenagers.
Viewing.
Yes. So when the nurse goes to walk in the room and he just got it off in the nick of time.
Right.
And she's like, what are you guys doing? Because they
was
always
pump,
thought we were going to.
I know. I heard it. I let it go. You got it off in time. Yes.
They always thought we were going to be making out or something, I think.
Oh, did they?
So,
they didn't know much about this friend.
No.
Yeah, he turned out to be a drag queen.
Really?
But
maybe it's because of this.
It could be.
Maybe because he associates, like, the nurses and the fear of watching. What were these porns about?
I don't know.
Were they about, like, men dressing up like women, perhaps?
They stole them from our parents.
Oh,
they weren't like our parents.
Ooh,
but they
that's
were, like,
even
other
creepier
people.
Knowing your parents have watched them. I don't like that at all. This
well,
is
that's how most
dark.
Of us all see our first porn from like our generation.
Nah,
it's like our dad
not
stuff.
Me. Not me.
Nope.
I went out and
you got
my own.
Fresh.
I started
fresh.
New.
But I got it off in time.
Still
and
sealed.
It is really uncomfortable to like steal from your or borrow from your dad's collection and you put it in. You're like, that's where my dad really
yeah.
Yeah.
Then you're.
Because you can tell in the spot in the VCR, like where he pushed stop.
Oh,
so we got the video off in time, and the nurse is like, "What are you guys doing?" And we're like, "We're just watching Saved by the Bell."
Uh huh. Is there any drag queens in Saved by the Bell?
But this version was called Blown by the Bell.
Michael,
sorry, it's an
Dee, have you ever seen a pornographic video?
You've never seen one. Dee Dee,
you're not missing anything.
Does this fine hotel motel offer such? Because
I got $12.99 that says no. So Tanya, you said you had
how
nurses 24/7.
What 45 years without seeing
and
your whole
when
life?
Did that come? When did that end?
Crosstalk. We're doing crosstalk.
TV, remember?
Yeah, it's true. It's on
we're
TV.
Conducting an interview.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I wanted to know she had nurses 24/7 at some point in time. When did that change?
Slowly it changed. I had night nurses forever, and then I went to school 6 years ago, and I'm like, I can't handle you guys. I love you. You're like parents to me, but I gotta go.
But has your health been okay since then?
It's been good. Stable.
Be
it has
are you
been.
At risk?
Well, she can watch her porn in
no.
freedom now. Sweet freedom.
Yeah.
But
so
I was getting in
better.
A lot of trouble because I was drinking a lot
yeah.
and coming home
yeah, how much
really
of that's
late.
Real? I mean, how much were you partying? Until when?
Pretty real.
How long ago?
I don't know. When I met you.
Did you like
kind of slowed down?
Did you have a bottom like where you decided to like go to church and stop drinking?
There wasn't like a bottom. Like
wasn't
a,
like you woke up in some
right.
stranger's backyard,
wasn't like,
covered in ants.
Well,
you're like, where's the
stuff.
Hot tub?
You puke all over and
no,
drink
yeah.
some more. And
she's tiny, so she doesn't have to drink much.
Not
she's
much,
like,
yeah.
And I used to drink shots and shots
oh, yeah.
and lots of shots.
Yeah. Same yeah. with this guy over here. He cleaned up his act.
I got kicked off the party bus.
They do.
And my sister-in-law owned the party bus.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it your sister-in-law that kicked you off?
She wasn't very happy with me.
What were you doing?
I was the first one to go.
What were you doing?
I don't remember a whole lot.
I could just see Tanya running up the aisle. I got some porn. Everyone's like, oh, no.
All like I remember is all the guys on the bus I kept, like, touching and...
You kept oh so you're just molesting the men.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, I can see
I
that.
I get like that.
Yeah, that's what I've heard from you.
Yeah, exactly.
On your show,
we didn't do any PI work. This guy we paid $900 to followed you for 2 weeks and told us all about you.
You got a thing for Dr. Drew at all?
I think he's a cool guy. She thinks his name is Dr. Love.
I can see that.
She's telling people she knows Dr. Love.
Well, she can say that tomorrow. Be true.
And then
if you want to come to Loveline tonight,
and
you
then
can say that.
Her friend goes, does your friend have a drug problem? Your friend must have a drug problem.
What? Why would your friend say that? What friend?
I have no idea who Dr.
Drew
Love,
is.
Yeah.
Dr. Love. Who
right. I wouldn't suspect you would because you're not a TV person or a pop culture person.
Right. We, but my friend today that I met, I hadn't seen her in like 13 years.
Oh, so, I see. Okay.
So she's like, what are your plans? I said, oh, we're going to do this, this, and this. And she's going to go see Dr. Love. And then I'm like, oh, no, I meant Dr. Drew. And then this gal knew who he was.
Yeah,
she's
most
like,
a lot of people do, yeah.
I guess I didn't. But anyway. Sorry, guys.
It's fine. It's fine.
But yeah, and she's like, does she have a drug problem? I'm like, no.
Honestly, I wish I didn't know Dr. Drew. I'm going to be honest with you. I wish I didn't know who. I'm kidding.
Well,
kidding.
I know you guys because of him.
Right.
Because
you had an interest in him. Because you have a thing for doctors.
Well, that and me and my mom used to watch
Celebrity Rehab. Yeah.
And Teen Mom, so.
It's a show, DD, where they'd have like celebrities that had big drug issues.
Okay.
And they'd
like
put them on TV to go through treatment. And get, like, sober.
Okay.
And half of them did, half of them didn't. Many of them died. Many of them are actually flourishing in life.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Steve. Well, I thought maybe it was like Dr. Phil. And she's like, oh, no, nothing like that.
It's very similar to that, except this guy's a real doctor. Dr. Phil's a TV doctor, yeah.
That's what I said. Steven Adler, I met him a couple times.
Oh, he's the best.
He's a sweetheart.
I love Steven Adler.
I think Dr. Phil is a real doctor.
I think he's got like a PhD.
No, he's not an MD, but he's like a psychiatrist.
Yeah, but I mean, if you talk to an MD, that's not a real doctor.
Well, he can prescribe medicine.
Like if somebody,
I think.
Okay, but if
you went to school 8 years, you're a doctor.
The way
I went
Drew,
to school 8 years.
Bill Cosby's a doctor.
The way that Drew, he went to
medical school.
You know who Dr. Love is? Gene Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know Gene Simmons. Look at her.
I do know that. I said that when we were at Rock Ages.
Yes.
Oh, that's my group.
I saw them a couple times.
Oh.
Kiss, yeah.
Dr. Drew, the way that he puts it, because, you know, he's an MD and he went to school for a long time, and they get a little bit like high and mighty, like, oh, you shouldn't call yourself a doctor. You've only gone to school for 9 years. And he'll say, of like Dr. Phil and some of the other TV doctors and himself, if they're on a plane and somebody starts having a heart attack and somebody says, is there a doctor on a plane? He'd be the only one that could stand up. You know what I mean? Dr. Phil, you don't want like a therapist running towards you if you got
to... You know. Tell your heart to stop attacking you.
You got to reach down deep and tell that heart to stop.
Just knock it off, buddy.
After disaster, where you can hear two idiots imitate Dr. Phil poorly.
For the first time ever.
You need to check your phone there, Dee Dee?
Is Tyler a no-show?
I never check my phone. Tony gets mad at me.
Tyler said he sent me a text saying that he was busting his... balls trying to get out here, but he couldn't make it by the beginning of the show.
He's just not committed.
So, Tanya,
far away from here?
Kind of. Probably 25 minutes with traffic.
Music,
5 minutes
Tanya.
Without traffic.
Yeah. What do you listen to?
Jim Croce.
I knew that.
What is that?
Poison, Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, bands like that.
What about the good metal bands? All right.
Like.
Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Scorpions.
Song here and there.
Quite you like right. The hair bands more?
I do. I like good looks and money and things.
Money? How does that come into music?
They have money.
So you hate 50 Cent?
They did before Nirvana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nirvana ruined it.
I saw Poison play in a little club called the Adams Avenue Theater with probably 80 people, mm-hmm. and they were just about to break.
Wow.
And it was one of the scariest nights of my life. I was 16 or 17.
God,
and it was
you're
this
wimpy.
Dirty,
you're so wimpy.
Scary, creepy biker club that we had no business being in.
It was and Poison.
It was, but it was like bikers. Uh-huh. That was like their fan base. And I went in the men's room that had no doors, and I was peeing, and all I heard was a voice right behind me that said, pee fight. And I thought some biker was going to start peeing on me. And my heart,
what
like
does
my
that
stomach,
mean, pee fight?
I don't know what it means.
I've never heard that before.
I thought, immediately, in one nanosecond, I thought, some guy's going to start peeing on me, some drunk biker, and there's nothing I can do because I'm a 16-year-old... You know, guy that doesn't know how to fight, and I'm just going to stand here while somebody pees on me, and this is my initiation into this biker game.
Hello. Hi.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no is problem. It 8:45? Huh? It's 8:45 right now.
Oh,
thank
man.
You,
holy
sir.
Smokes.
This might be the longest podcast we've done, program we've done. I got a quick question before we run out of time.
We should also call Tyler and tell him not to come if he's...
But I'm wet. I got a question. speaking of Tyler, I got a question to ask Tanya before the program, the studio gets shut down here. Why the disdain for Ty? He's wondered this for quite some time.
I don't know. He just doesn't have much personality,
wow.
I guess.
Oh, God, I hope that came through clear. We can use that as a drop.
It just doesn't connect with me.
We first learned that you weren't a big Tie Tie fan when you sent us a care package that contained paintings that you had made.
Yes.
You made a painting of my dog, Stanley,
yes,
which who I thought about bringing today, but it'd be too much of a pain.
Yeah.
And
I'd like to see Stanley's little head poking up out of the salt water.
That actually, that painting actually is the first thing you see when you walk up to my front door. There's a painting of him. And he's in the bathroom window facing outward of my front. So that's the, you see my front door and the painting that you made of Stanley, which is pretty sweet. And then you made one of Kermit for my Corona.
Yeah. Yep.
And I believe in your note, you said, I made this for you, Anderson, and this one's for you, Mike. And Tyler, you get nothing. Which hurt him. He was a little hurt. But then you made up for it and you sent a painting of a church.
A church. That's all I know about Tyler besides he has a cat and a wife.
And he likes his church.
Church.
Wait, does he go to church?
I don't know if he goes to church.
He goes.
I think he does.
I go if I wake up, but that's not very often.
Really? I always save you a seat.
She texts me, I'm here. And I'm like, I'm still in bed.
It's 8:15. I'm on my way.
Tanya, you drive, right?
Yes.
And you're talking about parking problems at church. Don't you get to park in handicapped?
Yes, but there's still, what, 2,000 people?
I would think there'd be a lot of handicapped people to go to church, too. So those spots probably fill up.
They fill up with people like me.
A lot of old geezers.
Wait, you take a handicapped spot?
You use a handicapped spot?
Well, I try to.
What?
What?
Dee
Dee. She does park
the tables have turned. We've seen the real Dee Dee.
Senior citizens.
I park there.
Because of her dog is a senior citizen.
Expecting mothers.
Expectant mothers.
We don't know
if
we're expecting something.
I've never seen a parking space for an expectant mother.
Oh, we have a
baby. Yeah.
When you are a mom and you do expect things.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They took most of them out, though.
They got to be more clear with these signs.
They do.
I agree with you.
I went to Taco Bell.
Like, what does that mean? Do not use the pool.
I went to Taco Bell once. There was a big sign, seniors get free, whatever it was.
Right.
And I thought, oh, great. So we pull in, I get up to the window, and I ask for the free thing. And they said, you had to be a senior. I said, my son, he's a senior. He was a senior in high school.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, that's not what we mean. No. It's like, oh.
Like
clarify
65.
People.
Exactly.
Right. But do we really need more fine prints in our world, Dee Dee? Do we really want more fine prints?
Only when it comes to the senior stuff.
Only the senior stuff. That's
she likes anything free, basically.
I do like the free stuff. This is true.
Now, Tanya, can I hear more about this woman who tracks you down and molests you in church?
Well, I don't know. This started years ago.
Right.
She is in love with me.
In love?
I think so.
Okay.
Now I've seen her hug your daughter and talk to your daughter.
And you're getting jealous?
Your daughter digs it. But I am just like watching from a distance.
Uh-huh.
And then I jet off. She can't catch me because she will hug me. Your friend today, I've never met. She hugged me.
Tanya doesn't like hugs.
No. Did you notice? I stayed clear across the room when I came in.
I don't mind hugs from guys so much.
You're just a little homophobic.
Chicks, yeah.
Yeah, you're very anti the chick contact thing. Now, how do you watch Orange is the New Black if you got such an issue with the lesbionics?
I can watch it. That's fine.
Okay.
It's just, yeah.
Okay.
Touching.
Yeah, I don't, Dee Dee, I don't know much about you.
Oh, she let me touch you.
Uh-oh, there's touching going.
Uh-oh.
Dee Dee, I don't know much about you, but I think you would love, and this goes the same for my mom, not that you're anywhere close to my mom's age, but
right.
I think you would love elements of Orange is the New Black. It's one of my favorite shows. I love it. I'm very hard on things.
My son said I would like that show. And
the
like,
characters are great, and they're strong female characters, and they're almost all engaging, and almost all the storylines, there's numerous storylines, like over a dozen. They're all really interesting, and it's like seeing a whole bunch of different lifestyles you normally wouldn't, but in between there has to be all this like nipple licking, which really even throws me off. It's too much for me. It's like I don't, you know, porn is for one thing and then TV watching is for another. So
several people told me that I should watch a few episodes because it's really good.
Have you ever heard of Clean Flicks?
No.
It's a service that was created for Mormons, actually.
Okay.
And it takes R-rated movies and PG-13 movies. I don't know why I said it that way.
And cut all the black people out.
It actually cuts all the gay people out. I don't know. It cuts all the like the questionable material out.
Really?
And then repackages it, and they have a service. And
I
it's
bet
mainly
that's
for
very
Mormons.
Boring.
Well, you can watch the whole movie in 20 minutes.
Basically.
You can watch all of
if it's
three seasons.
The whole
10.
Season of Orange is the New Black in about an hour and a half.
But that's something you might want to look into as far as movies. If it's, but you don't really have time for movies. That's your main thing.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, it's not even that you want to shield your eyes from the filth.
That's
yeah.
like all
I've
I do.
Seen filth. It's just not something I...
Right.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I can care less.
Tanya, do you watch Game of Thrones?
I have not seen that one.
A lot of lesbionics and sexual onyx in there as well. Just a lot of, like, Dee Dee, how she made the children, all 11 of them. A lot of that goes on.
Yeah, but it's probably not as friendly as the way they made their kids.
True.
Unless your husband threw you down on a horse trailer. And
where are you in Game of Thrones?
I'm done.
Wrapped
it up, yeah.
Jon Snow's coming back.
Well, I don't know about that.
As the undead.
I think that girl that I'm sort of friends with.
I feel like we should cut that out. People are going
to
freak.
Sort of friends with.
People need to settle down.
I don't think he's going to come back as an undead. I think, I don't know her name. I know her name personally, but Carice Van Houten's character, the devil chick.
Yeah, I don't like her. The redhead?
She might bring him back because she has the power to bring people back from the dead.
Well, one of the creators or somebody all associated with the show said that, what are we doing? What is this? This is not the show. But he said that he's more dead. He's deader than dead, which people are reading into.
Favorite part about the show is we don't talk about this, but here's let's talk about it.
All right. Sorry. I feel like we're putting you both to sleep. No more Game
all.
Of Thrones.
No,
yeah.
Not at all.
By the internal clock, we have 8 minutes left. Maybe
well,
less.
I got about 6 minutes before my bladder explodes, so we should probably wrap it up in like 4 minutes.
This is kind of a theme with us.
He always has to pee.
Theme. Yeah.
I'd have to pee.
I just go in the water.
Well, yeah.
Tanya, have you yet?
I did pee.
Feels a little warmer in here.
I peed in the shower today, actually.
That's all right. The shower's fine.
The shower's fine. The shower's
usually
fine.
I pee in the ocean. Then I feel one with the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to pee in things.
Did you ever pee in your hot tub?
Not yet. I did put boogers in there once.
What? We're not going.
No, we can't go unless you get some kind of a filter.
Jesus, what? Boogers? Hey, let me ask you about that, Tanya.
Yeah.
Some of the earlier episodes that I listened to, you just belch freely into the microphone. Couldn't help but notice that. And what's with you, the despicable, disgusting habit of taking off your toenails and handing them to poor Dee Dee?
That's
all the time.
I do that.
That is filthy. Why
now,
would you do that?
Do you bring them with you to church in a separate container and then give them to him?
I just rip them off and hand them to her.
At church.
Okay.
Yeah, anywhere.
What you just said is grosser than anything on Game of Thrones.
You should start saving them in a sandwich baggie.
Nope. That's grosser
than
anything she said. No.
This show's never going to air now.
You've
crossed a line with us. We'll talk about porn.
Not fingernails or boogers.
Oh, I don't even like the name, man. Come on.
Yeah, my niece accidentally touched the boogers I put on the side of the hot tub.
What did you not hear?
And she was freaking out. I'm like, they're boogers. Get over it.
No, don't get over that.
Boogers are private. That's private.
There's chlorine in there.
Keep that to yourself.
My kids have, some of my older kids are in bands, and they were trying to think of a band name one time. And I said, you should go with this.
Getting zitty?
King, Loogies, and the Hawker.
That's not bad.
That's actually not
terribly gross.
But it is gross.
Who would the Hawker be? What the hell?
The main singer.
King Luger.
Where did that name come from,
Dee Dee? I have no idea.
She was pretty proud of it, though.
Terrible name if it's a jazz combo.
That was a good one. They should have gone with it, and they still haven't.
We're a chamber orchestra. We've got a cello.
Imagine why they would. Poor Tai Tai. I got to get out and dry off and call Tai Tai. What the hell, Tai Tai?
I think this is the worst episode.
It's definitely not the worst episode.
The worst episode we've ever done with you guys.
Yeah.
True.
And the best episode we've ever done with you guys.
We made that joke on the Death Valley show. God dang. Darn it. I almost said the worst thing that's been said all day on this program.
Worse than boogers on the side of the hot tub?
Yeah, the GD. I almost said that in the company of God-fearing women. I don't want to think that. I told myself. I psyched myself out on the way
over. Are you guys God-fearing or God-worshipping? Is there a difference?
Both.
Like, do you live in fear?
I don't live in fear.
When a dirty thought crosses your mind, do you think God's looking at you going, oh,
no.
See in hell?
No, we're humans.
No.
Dee Dee's inspiring because she's got 11 kids, and I don't really ever hear her fretting about things. I mean,
yeah,
we
you
just
know
saw
what?
We just watched it.
Absolutely.
Went off in the night in L.A., and
I'm
she's
more
like, have
stressed
fun.
Out about my dogs.
Yeah, but I have like a couple dogs, three dogs, and I'm stressed out. I'm like Tanya is all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it, Dee Dee.
No, it's pretty
inspiration.
Easy. It is.
You're an inspiration.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you
really
got that many, so you got backups.
You do, yeah.
Is that what it is?
A couple die. 10 more, yeah.
You know what? That's pioneer thinking right there.
She's got the pioneer attitude in this one. She definitely does.
Yeah, yeah.
She
you leaves a couple
does.
To call it or whatever. You know, hey, have you ever had any issues with depression?
Me? Mm-hmm. No.
Never.
That's amazing.
She's like the complete opposite. Happy, happy, happy.
Like, I will let I will freak out over nothing and let it eat away at me.
Yeah.
And it'll ruin my day. And then it's just until the next day starts.
You need to get some Dee Dee's.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should call pills Dee Dee's.
Then we should. Hey, you guys coming to see the drug Dr. Love tonight? Both you guys coming?
No? She isn't, but I want to.
She has no interest in seeing a man she's never heard of?
No.
Seen? Okay.
She's like, what's the show about? I'm like, sex and drugs and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think
she's
that's
like,
true.
Oh.
I don't know how much she... Plus, stupid Mike Catherwood would like be like, oh, really? She doesn't like swearing? And then he'll just start yelling swear words.
Yeah.
Because he's wacky and crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to say thank you very much. It's been a pleasure and an honor meeting you both.
Well, thank you.
I met Tanya
us.
Before, but it was great to meet you, Didi.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, this
and
was
thanks
a lot
for
of fun.
Having us in your hot tub.
Honestly, this went better than I could have ever imagined.
Yeah, that's
really. I was concerned.
Our imaginations
worried.
Are really
I was a little worried
crappy.
About, you know, they'd get mad that we had company come in here. But
she was very worried, and then she's like, "We're really going in the hot tub."
I was afraid Didi was going to be completely put off by us, like 5 minutes in.
She was a little.
And kind of like drifting off. Are you? Are you put off?
No.
You know what?
Well, I was just like, okay, this is weird.
If you didn't think it was weird.
Well,
she thought I was going to get abducted last time she dropped
like,
me off.
Are these people safe, Tanya? Do you know who you're going with?
Dr. Love.
Yeah, it's like I'm dropping you off at this place where these people are. You don't even know.
You know what makes this better is if you guys recorded your own podcast after this bad-mouthing us for an hour and sent it to us so we could put it at the end of this one.
That would be pretty good.
I could do that.
Oh, look at Dita's into it.
Pretty great.
All right, let me before we end here, let me ask one last question, and that is I guess along the same lines of, like, you don't know who these people are when you dropped Tanya off last summer at Loveline. What was your thought about, like, the whole, like, when Tanya says, these two guys who do a show are listening to us now and they're really into the show? Like, what was your thought there?
I was kind of like, I thought she was kind of...
joking?
Yeah. Making it up. It's like, no, Tanya, this is... No.
Don't let them, like, they're teasing you. They're just saying that.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, like, no, it's because I don't know much about it, first right. of all. To me, it was like, it's really not anything.
Plus, you're a humble lady.
Yeah, I guess, maybe.
And you're to yourself. You're like, I'm Didi. Well, I don't, you know, what's the big deal? So what? It's Didi.
It's just me.
Yeah.
Me.
But Didi still got it.
Didi.
Me.
Didi still got it. She said so.
Yes, yep. I do.
He's still.
Didi. Didi. All these years later.
Guess what we're going to do tomorrow?
What are we going
to
do?
Get some dudes.
Oh, we're going to drive around and try to find George Clooney.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
See, we just had to mention him.
Are you really going to do that?
Yeah.
Isn't maybe. He in Italy right now?
Probably.
Oh, so. Then you got a far drive.
are you really going to do that? Because I'll tell you exactly where he lives.
You shouldn't put that on the air. But, yes, we are.
You can text it to us later.
Oh, yeah, you know where he lives. You found out.
You
that's
can
right.
text it to us later.
We can as soon as these mics are killed. But if you guys do honestly want to see celebrities, even though, Didi, I don't think you know enough one bit you in the ass.
No, well, no.
Yeah,
you'd be like, who's this strange man biting me in the ass?
You're like, that's Tom Hanks. Oh, my God.
Tom who? But if you guys really do want to see celebrities, you go to the Grove in Hollywood.
That's yeah. where we were today.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You see any?
No.
Oh, well.
Fred Siegel next door to my office on Melrose. There's yep. always people eating there. I've seen like Brad Pitt, Oprah Winfrey.
Robertson, the Beverly Ron Hills Wood. Area, and Montana, the Santa Monica area.
Yep.
Those are all places where the idiot celebrities hang out hoping to be seen.
We just...
Hoping, yeah, I've seen a few in my back when we lived out here. Yeah.
We just grabbed dinner.
You with assume
friends.
They were.
Oh, no, it was Archie Bunker, my mom. Oh. She could not stand him. What was his name?
Carol O'Connor, yeah.
And it's like, oh, Mama. I call my mom Mama. She thinks it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
It's like, there he is, Archie Bunker. And she could not stand him. So, yeah, that was...
Him or his character?
His character.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it, but his character was written to offend and
yeah.
people were supposed to laugh at him, but people ended up laughing with him and agreeing with him, so yes. they kind of created a monster by mistake.
No, they created a great show that was edgy in television, and most people that watched that show got the point that it was
my
supposed to be.
My parents used to watch that.
Oh, we watched it, yeah.
Yeah, but Rob Reiner was a part of it, so.
Yeah.
I asked Gabe Kaplan to help me with my homework once.
I don't know what that is.
He played a teacher, Mr. Cotter.
Oh, really?
It wasn't very funny, that's what it was.
Oh, how many siblings you got, Didi?
I have six siblings. Well, five siblings,
wow.
six kids.
It's kind of like
six.
Kind of like a thing with
trick
you guys.
Question.
Yeah, three boys, three girls.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Yep.
This is very enjoyable.
Yes, it was.
Thank you very ladies. Much, guys. And you know what? For the after disaster, I think I finally came up with like a sign off.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us be a part of your week. Or is
it's
that too
little,
gay?
A little too friendly.
Is that too gay?
It's not gay. It's not gay.
Is it kind of gay?
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us be a part of your week, everybody. Especially you fellas. That's too gay.
I don't know. Now I feel bad about it.
I got a good one.
What?
Thanks for getting zitty with the after disaster.
Every time?
No. Just this one time. This one time.
How about this one? Mike's got to pee.
How about this?
Yeah.
Adios, amigos.
Thanks, guys, for being on the program.
Okay. Thanks.
The
end.
Bye.
And thanks for letting us be a part of your week.
Adios, amigos.